Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
A balk has been called on Porcello. He stepped back off the rubber calling time, but I guess he never got time. And Phil Cuzzi, you probably heard him, said that's a balk. So it is a 3-0 lead for Toronto.
Recapping the Red Sox loss against the Blue Jays.
There's a drive to right field. This is hit pretty well. Mookie going back, looking up, back by the grandstand, and into the bullpen. A home run for Eric Sogard, and it is 6-0 Toronto.
Dial 617-779-7937. Red Sox Review with Brian Barrett on WEEI.
Well, a beautiful one for your Red Sox today, huh? 18-19. The Red Sox now are at Fenway Park. 18-19 on the season. A game under 500. If you're a season ticket holder, how are you feeling today? How is everybody feeling about this Red Sox team at this particular point? 617-779-7937. Because every time you think that this team is going to turn a corner, something else happens, right? Because the storyline heading into the week was what? Let's see how the Red Sox play against a good opponent. And what do? They go to Minnesota, and they take 2 out of 3 in that series. And really, they should have swept the series if it wasn't for some of the shortcomings with the bullpen, mainly Brandon Workman, who walked a pair of guys and allowed Kepler to get a hit in the 8th inning there, and that allows the Twins to tie up the game. If it wasn't for that, you end up sweeping the Twins. So you're thinking to yourself, all right, you're feeling good with your Red Sox because they actually beat a good team, which is something we hadn't seen them done, right? 1-4 against the Yankees, 2-4 against the Astros. They had been struggling against good competition. They are 4-5 against the Rays this season. So you wanted to see how they would do that. And they handled themselves very, very well in Minnesota. But then they take a step back as they come home for a series against the Toronto Blue Jays, a Toronto Blue Jays team that, by the way, is tanking. The Blue Jays are tanking, right? We can all acknowledge this. They're playing all the young players. They're tanking. They're one of the worst teams in baseball for a reason. They literally have the worst batting average as a team in Major League Baseball. And you drop 2 of 3 to that team at home. And also you factor in the one win you had in the series. Think about the one win the Red Sox had in the series. They needed a walk-off home run in the 10th inning. They needed to go to extra innings to get one win over the Toronto Blue Jays, a team that is looking towards its future, a team that wins are not important to them this season. It's how does Vladimir Guerrero Jr. develop? How does Biggio develop? How does Gurriel develop? That's what the Blue Jays are focused on right now. They are in full rebuild mode, and the Red Sox just allowed them to come into Fenway Park and take 2 out of 3. And oh, by the way, why can't the Red Sox win games at home? I would like to know that. Why are they 18-19 at home? That makes no sense to me whatsoever. But you think about how pathetic this series was. Every part of your team was just completely exposed, right? You were outplayed in so many different ways against the Toronto Blue Jays. It's one thing a couple of weeks ago when I'm talking about the fact that the Red Sox were completely outplayed by the Tampa Bay Rays, because the Rays are a team right now that holds that first wild card spot in the American League. But the fact that you were outplayed by the Toronto Blue Jays, how embarrassing is that for this Red Sox organization? How embarrassing is that? What a joke. You think about it. So Chris Sale, the starting pitching was exposed this weekend, right? Chris Sale was absolutely crushed on Friday night. Chris Sale doesn't show up in that start. And you think to yourself, all right, one bad night. But the problem is with Chris Sale, and I'm going to chalk it up to he didn't have a slider that particular game, and that was the case. He couldn't locate his slider, so you saw him going to his changeup a little too much, but he didn't really have a choice because he didn't have a slider. But he's had too many bad starts this season, right? He's had about 5 of them. And today, it's Rick Porcello who's coming off that outstanding outing against the Twins earlier on in the week where he goes 7 scoreless innings. He wasn't good. The Red Sox best starting pitcher in this series this weekend was Brian Johnson. Brian Johnson was their best starting pitcher
in this weekend series, right? In game two yesterday, that guy goes out there five innings. He allows just one earned run. He was your one good starter in the series. That's where the Red Sox are at. Couldn't get anything out of Sale. And Porcello today was horrible. We'll go through his start in greater detail because Porcello, for whatever reason, I get he's not a power pitcher, but my God, how about a little bit of oomph on the radar gun? The guy's throwing 89, 90 mile an hour fastballs. Usually he's in the 92 range. So you're throwing 89, 90 to major league hitters. That was batting practice out there. So think about how this team was exposed. So first of all, your starting rotation did not show up to the series. Sale was horrible. And Rick Porcello was very, very bad today. Then you factor in, okay, the bullpen. The bullpen didn't show up yesterday. Brian Johnson leaves the mound with a big lead, right? Brian Johnson leaves the game with, what, a 6-1 lead? He goes five innings, allows just one run. So Brian Johnson puts you in perfect position to win the game, and the bullpen blows up. Shawarin was awful. He gave up a pair of home runs. Matt Barnes and Ryan Brazier decided to come in and walk the world, right? Four guys in a row they walked. Brazier comes into that game in the ninth inning yesterday. My word. Throw a strike, walks two guys in a row. Are you kidding me? So your bullpen was exposed yesterday, where your bullpen was absolutely atrocious. So starting pitching in games one and three of the series, the bullpen in game two of the series, you can't even really judge the bullpen today because it wasn't even worth trotting out any of your top guys. You're putting Josh Smith out there, who ironically was your best reliever yesterday. Like, out of all the relievers on this team, a guy that's going up and down, he was your best reliever yesterday. Okay, that's how embarrassing it is right now for the Red Sox in terms of the bullpen. And then the final criteria, right, the final piece to the puzzle that didn't show up to the series whatsoever was what? The lineup. Oh, they scored seven runs on Friday. Congratulations. You scored seven runs on Friday against a guy by the name of Trent Thornton, who you didn't get to till the seventh inning. And you didn't score the seven runs off him, right? You only got two runs off Thornton, and he went six scoreless innings against you. A guy that has an ERA north of four. You couldn't expose Thornton. A guy that nobody even heard of until the series because he has an ERA north of four. You couldn't get to him whatsoever, okay? So you had to do all your dirty work to the Red Sox in their win in this series against the bullpen that is horrible of the Toronto Blue Jays, okay? So the lineup doesn't show up until the final couple of innings of that game. You figure, okay, they'll build some momentum. And then yesterday's a bullpen game for the Blue Jays, okay? Now, a bullpen game for the Rays is one thing because, you know, they're actually a well-run organization. A bullpen game for the Blue Jays should never result in a win for the Blue Jays. That should never result in a win for the Blue Jays. They're 28-49. And now they have, what, 29 wins on the season, okay? So they should never win a game where they have a bullpen game because, first of all, their bullpen sucks. So by definition, a bullpen game for the Blue Jays should be absolutely atrocious. And you're feeling good because you take advantage of Law and Sam Gavilio, which, oh, by the way, he was the featured pitcher. I don't know what the hell that is, a featured pitcher. I have no understanding what that means. So he's the featured pitcher. Why doesn't he start? I don't know. Anyway, that's the point. They have a featured pitcher that you can't expose. So now you get to the first two guys in the bullpen game, but then after that, the Red Sox lineup goes away. They didn't score a run, what, after the fourth inning? Now they get that lucky run in the ninth inning of that game yesterday because Xander Bogaerts hits a pop-up like, I don't know, 5,000 feet in the air and nobody can catch it. So you get a lucky run at the end of that game, but you went from the fourth inning to the ninth inning without scoring. You went from the fifth inning of that game with Brock Holt's hit to the ninth inning of this game, or the ninth inning rather of that game last night without a hit. I mean, that's how much the Red Sox lineup just went away when the Blue Jays were coming on strong and exposing your bullpen. The Red Sox lineup went to sleep. And how about the Red Sox lineup tonight? Again, an absolute joke, or I should say this afternoon at Fenway Park. It seems like nighttime because that game took so long because of the misery the Red Sox put you through. But you think about it. They didn't score until the ninth inning of this game tonight. Okay, I get it. Marcus Stroman's their best pitcher. Okay, I would acknowledge that, but it's not like you were going up against Max Scherzer, right? You weren't going up against one of the best pitchers in baseball. He has decent numbers at 3.23 ERA on the season, but Marcus Stroman is not one of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball, right? In fact, the Blue Jays didn't even want to give him a contract extension because they don't believe in him long term. The guy's 5'7", and oh, by the way,
You know what sucks for the Red Sox is seeing Marcus Stroman, because remember they had that whole controversy with him earlier on in the season with him going back and forth with Chavis and the quick pitch. Alex Cora made comments. So after he gets that final strikeout in the sixth inning, or after he's walking off the mound in the sixth inning, he's barking at the Red Sox dugout. His team's got a big lead, and you know what the Red Sox could do? Nothing about it. Like, you'd figure from a pride standpoint that the Red Sox would want to expose Marcus Stroman after a bunch of guys, Chris Sale and Michael Chavis and the manager Alex Cora, they all had issues with Marcus Stroman. What does this Red Sox team do against Marcus Stroman today? They don't score a single run. That's what the Red Sox did against Marcus Stroman. They did not score a single run. All right, a lot more to get into as we have you for about the next 2 hours and 15 minutes here on Red Sox Review. So a lot to get into. If you want to weigh in on Porcello's start, what did you make of the lineup falling asleep? What are the biggest issues you see with this Red Sox team right now? Certainly welcome to weigh in. Your number is 617-779-7937. Brian Barrett with you right here on WEEI.
93.7 FM WEEI.
You all dropped to below 500 at home. What can you attribute to just kind of the struggles at home for you guys?
That we need to get better. That's it. You know, I mean, there's nothing specific about our game that jumps out. It's just like we've been inconsistent, and we need to be a lot better. You know, there's a place that, you know, we have to take advantage of it, and we're not doing that.
Oh, I can simplify it for Alex Cora. By the way, Brian Barrett with you for the next 2 hours or so. 617-779-7937. If you want to hop on board here on Red Sox Review, I can simplify it for Alex Cora in terms of this series, why guys aren't playing well at home. Well, a guy that you're paying $145 million to, he didn't show up for his start on Friday night. Rick Porcello, a guy that makes, what, $21 million per season, he didn't show up for his start today. The bullpen that you told everybody was going to be okay before the season. And remember, this isn't just Dave Nebrowski. Alex Cora said, we have guys that can get outs late in games. Well, yesterday would be trying to get outs late in games. You had Ryan Brazier and Matt Barnes. They couldn't deliver. But nonetheless, you guys told us that they were going to be fine. So your bullpen sucks. Your two of your starting pitchers, who both make well over $20 million, didn't show up to either one of their starts. And then your offense went from the ninth inning of Saturday night till the ninth inning of today between scoring runs. So it's pretty simple. Like, that's the reason you're not winning games. It's pretty easy to figure this thing out. That's why you're not winning games. Your lineup doesn't hit with runners in scoring position, period. Now, understand, you can look at the average and say, well, they're top 10 in terms of hitting with runners in scoring position in terms of their average. But how about this stat? Okay, in terms of leaving runners in scoring position per game, the Red Sox lead Major League Baseball. They are the worst, meaning they're the worst. 3.73 per game. If you're unaware, the Yankees rank in that. The Yankees are second in baseball in terms of they leave the second fewest amount of runners in scoring position per game. The Red Sox dead last in Major League Baseball. Dead last. So yeah, the team batting average looks nice. The team OPS looks nice. The team on base percentage looks nice. But this team does not come through in clutch situations. We've seen that. You also look at this one in terms of runners left on base per game. You know who's the worst in Major League Baseball? Well, the second worst, I should say. I'm going to give the Red Sox a break here. They're 29th. Okay, the Dodgers are the worst. The Red Sox are 29th. They leave 7.3 runners on base per game. By the way, the Yankees, your chief competition, they're sixth in Major League Baseball. So in terms of like clutch hitting situations, the Yankees are really, really good. You know what the Red Sox are? They're really, really bad. The numbers would dictate that, and we saw it again today. In this game in particular against the Blue Jays, you want to guess what the Red Sox were in terms of runners in scoring position? 1 of 7. That series you lost a couple of weeks ago to the Tampa Bay Rays, you know what you were in that series? 5 of 36. 5 of 36 hitting with runners in scoring position. So don't give me these stats about the lineup and that type of stuff. For whatever reason, what's missing from this Red Sox team is they don't come through in critical situations. And it's not just on the lineup. The bullpen doesn't come through in critical situations. It's an epidemic with this team that last year was a strength of the team. When you were in a clutch situation, you felt like they were always going to come through. For whatever reason, this year, it's the opposite in terms of the lineup, hitting with runners in scoring position. And the bullpen, we know why it sucks, because they didn't invest in it. And we'll see what happens over the next couple of weeks. I hope Dave Dombrowski realizes when you can't close out a game against the Blue Jays, when you're spotted with a 6-1 lead, your bullpen is against the Blue Jays, you can't close that thing out. I hope that would set off alarm bells for Dave Dombrowski to, hey, you know what? It may be time to upgrade that area of your team. 617-779-7937 is the number. Brian Barrett with you on Red Sox Review. Let's get to Paul. He's in Westfield. What's going on, Paul?
There are three good things we can take away from today's game. However, the scathing summary is, in essence, as you said, their worst pitcher. We couldn't figure out to the ninth inning. Mm-hmm. Two games in a row, a couple of runs in 18 innings. Our best pitchers were tired. One of the good news is Porcello, when he has no high leg kick, his velocity drops down significantly because he doesn't have the range and the torque, which you brought to our attention. I said that a million times. When they warm up and they're throwing soft and out of the zone, try someone else or get ready to get shelled. And the good news is, well, it didn't rain. It was a beautiful day. We figured out what's wrong with Porcello because when he's bad, he's terrible.
Yeah.
And again, you bring to our attention the worst OPS. They are only the worst. But hopefully we are, what, almost halfway through the season? And if they get hot, they're still there. There's the potential. We got to remember it's only two games against the worst team in baseball. And don't forget, Tampa wins every time at home. We got the home field curse. What's going on?
I don't know. It's a fair point, Paul. You know, I was thinking before the season started, you know how the Red Sox are going to London in a couple of days. I was like, why would you ever want to sacrifice home games? But in this season in particular, Paul, it may be a good thing that the Red Sox go to London. They've been much better on the road than they have at home. Maybe it'd be good for this team to get out of the media market, if you will, get away from here for a couple of days, hang out in London. Maybe that'll get this team like in a some type of manner where they're actually, you know, playing effective baseball. Maybe a couple of days off will do them well.
Literally, and there's a joke about cabin fever when you stay cooped up too long in the same environment. And that media market and the effect of not only consider the financial and the emotional reaction, just learn to laugh at it and treat it like flushing water on the toilet. We flush the toilet, that water is all day, but we don't really hear it. You take it with a grain of salt and laugh and giggle and stay focused because we do have potential. We just seem to fall apart at the key moments.
Yeah. It's fair, Paul. It's fair. And you can grab his line if you'd like. Appreciate the call. 617-779-7937. That's the most disappointing thing about this team that Paul points out. We know what the payroll is. It's the highest in Major League Baseball. We've seen some of the seasons that these guys are having. In terms of the lineup, the only guy that I would say is underachieving is Mookie Betts. Now, Benintendi was in a slump for an extended period of time, but it seems like he's figured it out. Now, Mookie, he's has an OPS over 800 this month, and he's got an on-base percentage over 350. He has the second most walks in the American League, so I'm not trying to make this about Mookie, but in terms of your expectations for this team, the only one that is like mightily underachieving by what his numbers were a season ago is Mookie Betts. Other than that, the lineup has been really damn good, and you've had guys like Vasquez, who's been much better than you would have expected. You had no idea what you were going to get from Chavis. You didn't even think he was going to be on the team. Bogarts is playing at like a borderline fringy MVP candidate level. He's been the best shortstop in the American League. So that's the thing that's aggravating is you've had guys that have lived up to it and you have nothing to show for. You're 8 games out of first place. You're 8 games behind the New York Yankees right now. Now, Chris Sale, he had a nice stretch there where he's starting to dominate, but he doesn't show up to the game on Friday. So Chris Sale has had a very disappointing season. I get that he has had some great starts, right? And we can go through it. He 17 strikeouts. But when you're paying a guy $145 million, you can't have 5 bad starts in a season, especially when you've only had, what, 16 so far this year. It's got to be better than that when it comes to Chris Sale. So that's the aggravating part, is the team has enough talent. Now, the one thing they don't have enough of is bullpen arms and Dave Dombrowski. Hopefully, this is the wake-up call that he realizes, all right, let's go, like, invest a lot in the bullpen now. Like, it seems like this is a gunshot wound, and I'm afraid that Dave Dombrowski is going to put a Band-Aid on it because we've seen that in the past. Now, last year it worked out, but remember, they referenced, oh, Thornburg was pitching really well before the trade deadline. Okay, and then what happened to Thornburg? He turned back into a pumpkin. Remember, he was a complete disaster. So, yeah, you won a World Series last year, and part of what you point to at the deadline is you trusted Brazier and Thornburg. Now, Brazier came through last year. He's not the same pitcher this year, clearly. But Thornburg fell apart. And you had that rover roll with the Evaldis of the world coming out of the bullpens, the Prices of the world. It's not going to work again. And clearly, like, you don't have anybody right now in this bullpen, really, that you trust. I mean, even Matt Barnes, he has not been the same pitcher over the past couple of weeks. All right, a lot more to get into. What are the biggest issues you have with this team right now? How disappointing was this series? Certainly welcome to hop on board. Your number is 617-779-7937. Brian Barrett with you for the next 2 hours right here on Red Sox Review on WEI.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.